Okay, welcome back to Shmuel Beis. So last week we got up to, we're in Perek Chaf Aleph, Perek 21, and last week we got about halfway through the Perek, a little more. If you remember, in the beginning of the Perek, so the Perek was talking about this famine that struck. It was a 3-year famine, and a whole question as to why, why it was 3 years. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, just realized. Have a microphone, but I'll use it. Save my voice a little. Okay. So there was this 3-year famine, and we had a discussion as to when exactly it took place and why it happened. Sorry. Okay. And fine. And then we discussed that basically it was as a little bit of a punishment because of what Shaul did to the Kohanim of Nov. And also the Givonim. He killed the Givonim as he was killing the Kohanim in Nov. He also killed the Givonim, who are these people that were helping out in Nov. They were the water schleppers and the wood choppers, etc. And basically they came to the Givonim and they said, what can we do for you? And the Givonim said, you really can't do anything for us unless you kill, the descendants of Shaul. And that's what they did. And David said, I'll take care of it. He spared Mephibosheth, who was a Yonasan's son, Shaul's grandson, who was a young boy at the time when this whole thing happened. And he thought that he was, David felt a certain loyalty to Yonasan, of course. So he spared Mephibosheth. But the rest of these, these descendants, he gave them over to the Givonim and they had them hanged. Whole discussion that they didn't take them down right away. And then the mother waited there and showed a certain chesed. And at the very end last week, which was Pasuk Yud Dalet, we discussed that David was inspired by the chesed of this mother, and because of that inspiration, so he disinterred the bones of Shaul and Yonasan, who were buried very quickly, very hastily after the war with the Plishtim. He took them out and he buried them all together with their descendants here. And showed them a certain kavod acharon, and the pasuk says that was enough. And after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought rain, the drought ended, the famine ended, etc. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now we're up to pasuk Tesvav. Vatihi od milchama laplishtim es Yisrael. There was one more war. One more battle between the Plishtim, who of course are the arch enemies of Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael. Vayera David va'avodav imo, vayilochamu es Plishtim, vayo'af David. David and his men go down to fight the Plishtim. And for the first time, we read about the vulnerability of David HaMelech. Vayo'af David. What's vayo'af? He was tired. He was tired. Here he was an older man, right? This was towards the end of a very long career in leading Klal Yisrael in battles, running enemies, all these a very difficult life. This was towards the end already. Like Yoav David, he's tired, he's weak, he's shvach, and this is the going to be the last battle we'll see of his life. After these wars that we're going to talk about in this perek, there was a time of peace, and it was shalom in the land. And this was after these last couple of wars they were going to read about. Okay. Not sure. Good question.
He died at 70, right?
Yeah.
Did he? Yeah.
He died at 70.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't see anything about that in terms of exactly how old he was. I don't know. You can look maybe in the art school, it says, maybe in the Mefarshim. Mefarshim Iso did not talk about it, but it could be it somewhere. Okay, Pasuk Tes Zayin, the Yishbi Benov Asher Bilidei Harafa. So Pasuk Pshat is that this is talking about a person by the name of Yishbi, right? There's a certain person by the name of Yishbi. He was in Nov. Nov, of course, was the land that was the city of the Kohanim. And he was the son of Harafa. He was the son of a giant. He was a giant of a person. We're going to learn there were several giants here. And we know that Golias was a certain giant, and we'll talk about that also. So this was a certain son of this giant, Yishbi, one of the sons of Rapha, who was a giant. Umishkal Keno Shalosh Meos Mishkal Nechoshes. And the weight of his spear was 300 copper weights, the Chagur Chadasha, and he was girded with a new sword that he had. Vayomer Lahakos says David. And he said, I'm going to kill David. That's what I'm going to do. This fellow was a Plishti. He was the son of a giant. He was a very courageous person. The different interpretations in Rashi says that this was his first day going out to fight. He was a new soldier. Right? So he was a new soldier. And the minhag was that when you have a new soldier goes out to fight, he doesn't just go out timid. He goes out with a bang. You know, he wants to show everyone. He wants to prove to everyone that he's a strong soldier. So he goes out with a bang. What was his bang? I'm going to kill David. Right? That was his his entry into the war, into the Plishti army. So Pashut Pshat again, is that we're talking about the city of Nov. The Radak says that the Medrash is, what does it mean that he was the Yishbi ben Nov? That this was a result of the murder of the Kohanim of Nov, which of course, you know, Shaul was the one who killed the Kohanim of Nov. But why did he kill the Kohanim of Nov? Because he thought that they were loyalists of David. So David is kind of related to this, to the murder of the Kohanim of Nov. He certainly wasn't responsible. It was Shaul who killed them. But since he killed them because of David, because he felt they were the loyalists of David, so this was a little bit of a sakana for David HaMelech. The David HaMelech was a little bit in danger because of Nov, because of this hanging over his head, that he had some kesher, some responsibility, some connection to the murder of the Kohanim of Nov. Now, the Radak also points out that the end of Pasuk Aleph by Yo'af David was weak, probably also was a signal to this fellow, now's a good time to kill him, right? So not like, you know, Rashi just says this was his first day, so he was wanted to go out with a bang, but the Radak says, no, David was weak. So he saw David was weak, he saw David was tired, and he said, now's a great time, now's an opportune time for me to kill David. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayazor lo Avishai ben Tsruya. So David needed help. This guy came to attack David, and it sounds like David would have been killed by him. David needed help. Avishai ben Tsruya, the general that we know, Yoav's brother, came to David's aid, came to David's side. Vayaches haplishti vayimisehu. And he kills the plishti, he attacks the plishti, and he kills him. And at that point, Oz nishbu'u anshe David lo lemor. At this point, all the soldiers of David took a shavua to say, lo seitze od itanu lamilchama. That's it, David, you're done. You got to hang up your sword. Hang up your armor, you're done. Because what happened? He was weak. He was old. And you saw this was a weakness, right? He was almost killed in battle. So because of this, they said, David was almost killed in battle. That's it. He's not going out to fight anymore. We're going to fight. The soldiers will fight. David's not going out anymore. He's going to stay behind. He's not going to fight. He's going to hang up his sword. Velo techabe. Velo techabe es ner Yisrael. And the candle of Klal Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael. The Matsudas Tava said, the king is like the candle. It's like the light. Lights up everything for everyone. Right? Just like the light illuminates the room. So to the king, illuminated for all of the people. So we don't want that candle to be extinguished. Chas v'shalom. We don't want David to die. And therefore, they took a shvua that he wasn't going out anymore in battle. This was David's last battle. This was it. Right? He was weak. He almost died. That's it. Right? Time to hang up the cleats. Now, the Radak says, interestingly, Vayazor lo Avishai ben Tsruya. So Pashup Shad again is that that Avishai came to help him. The problem is the Radak said that Avishai wasn't there. If you look through the last couple of prakim, Avishai was not with David at this time. He was fighting in other places. He says he was fighting in Ammon. He wasn't here right now. So what happened all of a sudden that Avishai came and helped him? So Chazal say two interpretations to answer this question. Number one, maybe Avishai was davening for him. He didn't actually come and physically help him. David was the one who fended off this plishti. But Avishai was davening for David's safety. And because Avishai was davening for David's safety, David was successful to ward off this plishti and to defend himself against the plishti. That's one pshat. That's the pshat. The first pshat that the Radak says. The second pshat that he says is that no, he actually physically did come and help him. How did he get there if he was all the way in Ammon? So he said, the Medrash says
that that he got a signal. All of a sudden, he's fighting in Ammon, and all of a sudden, the dove comes and starts flapping wildly in front of him. So he says, what's going on here? Right, this is obviously a Simon Min HaShamayim. In the middle of me fighting Ammon, this dove is flapping wildly. So he said, this is a Simon that there's someone in trouble, and he figured it was a dove. It's probably David HaMelech. I don't know. I don't think it's because of Dove David, but he felt that, you know, we know Klal Yisrael is always nimshal to a dove, so maybe he thought this was the king of Klal Yisrael. So Dove, David HaMelech, is in trouble, and he turned to run and to go back and to help David. He was a ways away. He was in Ammon, but the Medrash said he had Kfitzas HaDerech, right? That all of a sudden he miraculously was able to arrive there in record time, and he swooped in and was able to physically defend David from the Plishti and kill the Plishti. So that's a different midrashim, how exactly Avishai came to help.
The Plishti did go out with a bang.
The Plishti went out with a bang. Yeah, that's right.
So how far from Yerushalayim was this, basically?
What, was this battle right here?
Yeah. David back in Yerushalayim?
I don't know. I mean, David was back in Yerushalayim, yeah, but I'm not sure exactly where Nova's located. Oh. And they got to look. There's a great website. I think it's called like a Hatanach with a KH. .co.il, and there's their maps. So I got to look. So when I was on Zoom, I was showing you some of the maps. But
so he went from Yerushalayim.
Presumably to around this area. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know exactly where the battles took place.
How can
he what?
How can he tell Dovin not to go to battle?
Well, it wasn't just him. It sounded like this was a consensus of the soldiers. I mean, listen, of course, you know, Dovin didn't have to listen to them. But this was something that I guess he realized, you know, they're right. You know, I almost died. You know, they're correct. I'm old. I'm not a 20-year-old anymore like I used to be. You know, I'm an older person, and I was weak and I almost died. And you know, they're right. Let the young guys go out to fight, and I'll, you know, at this point in my life, I'll stay back. Exactly. Right. Okay. We'll talk about the slingshot. That's going to come up also. Okay. I think Yoav was with Avishai. Avishai was with Yoav. I think they were fighting together in Ammon. Yoav and David are not on the best of terms, you know. So if anyone's going to come to save David, it's going to be Avishai, I guess. Okay. Pasuk Yuches. Vahi acharei chen, and it was after this. Vati ora milchama begov im plishtim. Now there was another battle with the plishtim. That the first battle was around the city of Nov, and this was another city called Gov, another place where they were battling the Plishtim. Oz hika sivchai hachushasi es saf asher bili deharafa. And here there was another son of the giant by the name of Saf. I guess this giant had many sons who were all big Plishti warriors. So the first one was Gishvi. He was the one who was killed by Avishai. Now there was another one by the name of Saf, who was also one of the big sons and one of the big warriors, and he was also killed by Sivchai Hachushasi. He was killed by him. Pasuk Yutes, Vatihi Oda Milchama BeGov in Plishtim, and the battle continued in this place Gov, which we were just talking about in Pasuk Yutes with the Plishtim. Vayach Elchanan Ben Yarei Orgim Beis Halachmi. Now again, so Pashut Pshat, this is Elchanan, a fellow by the name of Elchanan, the son of Yarei Orgim. Yarei Orgim, Orgim means weavers. But the Yarei presumably was his name. Yarei of the weavers, that was his family name, I guess. He was Beis Halachmi, he was from Beis Lechem. Es Golias Hagiti. And he kills Golias from Gas, okay? Which is kind of strange, because Golias, we know of Golias. Golias is the big giant that David killed, right? So it's a little strange. Why is it saying now that Elchanan is killing Golias? Is there somebody else named Golias? Not so clear in this pasuk. The Eitz Chaniso Kimenor Orgim, and this fellow, this guy Golias was so big and so strong that the handle of his spear, the wooden part of his spear, was as thick as a weaver's beam. I don't know how thick a weaver's beam is, but presumably a weaver's beam was very thick. So most spears, I guess, were much thinner than that. So his spear was so thick, you know, and so big, it was like a weaver's beam, because that's how big and strong this fellow Golias was. Now, again, it's a strange pasuk. It seems to say that Elchanan killed Golias. So there's two ways of figuring out what this pasuk is saying. One way of doing it is and this is the pretty much the pashup shot that Radak says. This was a fellow by the name of Elchanan, right? Elchanan ben Yareh. What does the pasuk mean when it says that he killed Es Golias Hakiti? He didn't kill Golias. He killed Golias's brother. He says Es Golias means the one who was with Golias. Who was with Golias? Golias's brother. So David killed Golias, and this fellow Elchanan killed Golias's brother, who was another big Plishni warrior. Right, so that's one way of interpreting the pasuk, and Beis Halachmi means that he was from Beis Lechem, or it's maybe it's comparing. The Malbim says that just like David killed Goliath, so too Elchanan killed Goliath's brother. So it's making a comparison. So that's one way of interpreting this. Another way of interpreting it, interestingly, is Rashi says, and this is from the Targum Yonasan also, that Elchanan is David. This is not a different person. Elchanan is referring to David. It's another name for David. And Ben Yareh Orgim. So Orgim are the weavers. Who are these weavers? So he says this refers to the house of Yishai. Yishai was David's father, of course. And he said Yishai and his family used to weave the paroches, or I guess not used to it, or they did. They weave the paroches for the Mishkan. For the Mishkan or for the Beis HaMikdash. You know, which was to come. Now, obviously, no Beis Hamikdash was built yet, but this was the family that weaved the parochas. So because of that, they called them Yareh Orgim. This was like a nickname for Yishai Yareh Orgim. And some say also Yareh because the Beis Hamikdash is referred to as Ya'ar, Ya'ar HaLevanon. That's a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, which was made with cedar trees. So some say that this was a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. But that's another interpretation to say that Elchanan is actually a reference to David. Now, one of the Mefarshim, I think it was the Masudah HaStavit, says, I have no idea why the Pasuk calls David Elchanan. He says, I don't know why that is. He says, the Beis HaMikdash, I can understand calling that Yar, because that's okay, Yar HaLevan. But I have no idea why David was called Elchanan here. That's what it says. So I don't know what the...
This Golias is now reflecting back in history, then?
Correct. So if this is referring to David, then Golias is really Golias, not Golias' brother. So these are the two ways of interpreting it. Either Elchanan killed Golias' brother, just like David killed Goliath, or Elchanan is David and he killed Goliath, right? And it's referring to that time that he killed Goliath. Okay. Pasuk Chav, Tati od milchama begas. And now the battle continues in Gas. This is a third location of this war with the Plishtim. And, you know, again, a war has different battles, you know, like we have in the Ukraine now. You have a battle here and a battle there and a battle there. So here too, you have Nov and Gov and Gas. These are all the cities where these battles are taking place. There was another giant of a man. In Divrei Hayamim, it calls him an Ishmida. Here it says Ishmadon, Ishmida, but it means he was the giant of a man. The Etzbaos Yoda, the Etzbaos Raglov, Sheish Vashesh, Esrim V'Arba Mispar. This fellow was a giant, and he had six digits on each hand and foot. Six fingers on each hand, six toes on each foot. He was like an anomaly of a person. And a giant of a person, I guess a very scary guy. Vigam hu yulad laharafa. He was also a son of this giant. And this fellow also, vayecharef es Yisrael pasuk chafalef, he would stand and he would curse Klal Yisrael. Remember, we learned that Golias also did the same thing. That Golias, who was the first giant, he also was constantly cursing Klal Yisrael until David put an end to him. So here, vayecharef es Yisrael, that this fellow... what's his name? The Ishmadon is also cursing Klal Yisrael. Vayakeu Yehonasan ben Shima Achi David, and Yehonasan, the son of Shima, the brother of David. This is a nephew of David. This fellow Yehonasan, not to be confused with Yehonasan, the son of Shaul. It's a different Yehonasan, but this is Yehonasan, a nephew of David. He's the one who kills this giant. Pasuk Chav Beis. Es arba'as ele yuldu laharafa begas vayiplu biyad David ubiyad avodas. These four giants, who were all the sons of this Rafa, in Gas, they all died either at the hands of David or the hands of his men. And again, this is the end of David's battles, of David's wars. Okay, now let's. This is the end of Perek Chaf Aleph, but we still have some time. So let's begin Perek Chav Beis. I'm going to try to stop the recording and
restart it. Let's see.